This is the Life Songs Blogcast. My name is Vance, and this is my blog, Why? Why? This is the question of the ages. Why? Three little letters and a question mark. How many times do we find ourselves asking this very question of God? Why, God? Why me? Why did you let this happen, God? I bet, like me, some of you are reading this, have asked that very same question. Even as believers, we sometimes still question God. According to what we've all been taught, everything happens according to God's will. So why do we ask why? Just to put your mind at ease, understand that even Jesus asked why. Matthew 27:46. He shouted in the moment of pain, "Why have you forsaken me?" As I look back over the last few years of my salvation and really think about how many times I've questioned God, a few stories stand out. The one that stands out the most is getting struck by lightning. Yes, I said struck by lightning. I was in Slidell, going over the overpass on Airport Road, heading to the AT&T store. It was the loudest sound I've ever heard in my life. A very bright flash, and then no more car. My car died on top of the overpass and would not start. The rain was pouring, and here I was stuck. And I remember yelling, "Why, God? Don't do this to me. Not now." My finances were really bad off, to say the least, and I could not understand that God would allow this to happen to me. I could not figure out why. I was getting mad, not realizing that his plan was at work. It wasn't until a few weeks ago that I realized what God's plan was. I was camping with my family, spending time enjoying every moment and just making memories, and getting to spend quality time with my wife and two amazing children. You see, the car that was struck by lightning would not have been able to pull the camper that we used to make these amazing memories. However, the truck I was able to buy because of the car being totaled and paid off by the insurance is able to pull the trailer. Now we get to make more and more memories as a family. God's plan was at work. However, I did not understand it. It was hard. Yes, being without a car, the waiting game from the insurance, and then trying to find another vehicle were all stressful. God's plan for us was never said to be easy, stress-free, or painless. No, actually, the Bible says that we will have more persecution, more pain, and more sorrow than most because of our faith. However, God makes it clear that he will never leave us and he will always walk through anything and everything with us. Know that pain is okay, and it will make your faith stronger if you step back and let God lead you through it. So maybe we need to say, "God, lead me," rather than "Why, God?" All we have to remember is God is good all the time.